If you have a Bible, turn to Nehemiah chapter number 6. Nehemiah chapter number 6, verse number 1. Bible says, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though it, at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Onob.' They thought to do me mischief. And I sent messenger to them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat, his servant, unto me, and in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, 'It is report among the heathen, and Geshem saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together.' Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. And now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Afterward, I came unto the house of Shimei, the son of Deliah, the son of Mahatabel, who was shut up, and he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come and slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee." And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go. And lo, I perceive that God had not sent him, but that he had pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have matter of evil report, that they might reproach me. For God think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all their enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were round about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. I want to preach on this thought tonight. Stay on course and don't be afraid. Amen. Stay on course and don't be afraid. Now, as we look at this and we see Nehemiah's life, and he was doing a good work. Amen. God had done burdened his heart to go to Jerusalem and build the walls and establish the doors and make it secure again for the glory of God and for God's people. And he had that burden on his heart. He had a burden on his heart for his people. But as we look at this and we see here in chapter 6, we realize that Nehemiah had some enemies. Amen. I won't say if you stay in the good fight of faith and you try to do right and you try to live right and you try to act right and you try to talk right, you'll have some enemies. There'll be some people that won't like that. Because the reason being, Brother Billy, Brother Bobby, is because when you do that, it brings conviction on their hearts. Amen. And a lot of people don't realize it, but by living a godly life and a life of conviction, praise God, it brings conviction on those sinners. They see your life. They see that you love Jesus and that you're trying to do right with His help, praise God. And it messes with their mind because they think they're all right till they get to looking at you and they seeing you living for Jesus. So it's important that we live for Jesus because the enemies, there's enemies everywhere of the Lord. These people that want to tear up and tear down everywhere that you go. Now we see here in the Word of God that there was some enemies that was without. They were outside. They were outside the walls. Amen. We see it here in verses 1 through 9. And they send letters to Nehemiah, and they're trying to stop the work. They're building the walls, praise God, and they'd got the walls all built. There was no breaches in the walls anywhere. And then the only thing Nehemiah says that they liked was putting the doors on the gates. Amen? So they'd got everything. They'd even got the gates set, the hardware, but they just hadn't got the doors on yet. So you might say they're pretty near finishing up. Amen? Praise God. They're pretty near finishing up. See, we think within ourselves, you know, when we get so far along in this thing, that then we can just coast and it's going to be okay. You know, like we can just kind of put it in neutral and just kind of glide on through. It don't work that way. And then the enemy's always going to be there to attack. The enemy's outside, praise God. Of course, we know the devil. The demons of hell, praise God, are going to assail us at every hand. And the closer we get to the finish line, the more they don't like what we're doing. Because it looks like you're going to finish well. It looks like you're going to prevail. It looks like you're going to be a winner for Jesus Christ. And the devil and the demons of hell don't want you to be a winner. Amen. They want to destroy, tear up, praise God. They want to try to break the heart of God. And we see here how Sanballat and Geshem, praise God, they're trying to dissuade him. And they ask him said, come down to us. You know, come down to where we're at and let's reason together. And they said in some of the villages in the plain, oh no. And on Nehemiah, he looked between Beek and Bill and he said, oh no. Amen. Said, we ain't doing that. And basically he said, look, I'm good at doing a good work. Why should I leave it and come down to you? See, that's what we need to do. We need to look at the devil in this world between Beek and Bill and say, you know what? We're good at doing a good work. We're working to serve the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus. Why should we leave it and come down to you? We'll do more good by staying steadfast in the work of the Lord than we will by taking sidetracks to try to appease people. Hello? We'll be more beneficial, praise God, to stay steadfast in our work for the Lord than trying to sidetrack to benefit other people. Now, I'm not saying they can't go out and help people and, you know, encourage people to get in and all that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the things of this world that's so easy to beset us and draw us away from the things of God. Amen. We praise God. We ought to just leave them alone. Just stay with the Lord. Amen. God will bring us into those good tidings of great things and joy, praise God, if we'll stay with Him. That's what He does. So here we see them, they're on the outside. Five times they come to Nehemiah to try to dissuade him. They was trying to discourage him. Amen. A lot of people want to discourage you. They want to sidetrack you from following the Lord. They want to try to keep you from doing those things that will bring glory and honor to the Lord. Amen? But Nehemiah wasn't sidetracked by the outsiders. So then what the devil does, if he can't sidetrack him due to outsiders, then they sent word in, they got somebody on the inside. Amen? If he can't sidetrack, if the devil can't weigh less from the outside, then he'll use somebody from the inside. Bible says here in verses 10 through 12, it said they call him in there and they begin to try to explain to him that he needs to come up to the temple. He says, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us shut the doors of the temple. Yeah, because we don't want anybody to see what's about to happen, right? And they come in there, we say, yeah, what they going to do? They were going to whack him. Amen. That's exactly what they had. They had plans, amen, to be detrimental to the man of God, that one that was trusting in the Lord. He said, let us be together in the house of God within the temple. Let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay thee, yea, and in the night will they come to slay thee. Amen. So he tells Nehemiah, he says, hey, listen, let's just get together. Let's go down to the house of God and let's just hide in the house of God. And I want to say, God's people ain't supposed to be hiding. God's people are supposed to lift up their voice. God's people are supposed to be out there, praise God, so people can see them doing the things, praise God, to bring glory and honor to His wonderful name. He's the great God of heaven, praise God, and we can call upon Him and we can lift Him up and we can praise Him and give Him glory out in here lost in the dark. fine world, praise God, compelling them to come in, to get in before it's too late. They had an opportunity to get in till the walls was constructed. And then they was left on the outside looking in. I'm afraid a lot of people today is going to be on the outside looking in. I'm glad I'm on His team. Ain't you? But they said, yes, if we get you in here, and said, lest they come and slay you in the night. In the night will they come to slay thee. See, he'd already figured this thing out. He'd already made arrangements what happened. So we get him, get this joker in here, and we'll kill him. And we'll say they come by night, snuck in here to the God's house, and struck him dead. Praise God, I'm glad for the Spirit of God spoke to Nehemiah, and he said, no, I don't think so. And he said, such a man as I flee. Should such a man as I flee? He said, should I run away and hide? Amen. He said, praise God, God's on my side. I'm doing the Lord's work. It's not that I should go and hide, praise God. I'm supposed to keep up the good work. He said, who is there that being as I am would go into the temple and save his life? Amen. He said, hey, why would I go in? Why would I go in, a person that I am, praise God, why would I go in there and hide and try to save my own life? But he perceived, he said, lo, I perceived that God had not sent him. But he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Amen. Therefore was he afraid, and he was hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have a matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Amen. So he said, hey, he don't know nothing about God. If he did, he would have trusted in the Lord. He'd have kept on a good fight of faith. He wouldn't gave up, and he wouldn't have gave in. Amen? Praise God. He said, hey, that's what they'd use against me. But praise God, he said, I perceived that God wasn't in this. And I said, you know what? I'm just like I told old Sanballat and Geshem. He said, I'm doing a good work. He said, why should I leave it and come into you? So we see the enemy from the outside and the enemy from the inside, but we see the good God of heaven that's working in it all. In verse number 9, Nehemiah said, he had said to prayer, he said, now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Amen. He said, don't let me get out of the work. See, that's what a true leader does. A true leader stays to task. He doesn't desert his post. Amen. He continues to do those things that God would have them to do for God's glory. Now, a hireling, they'll abandon their post and they'll run and they'll flee. Amen. When the going gets tough, amen, those hirelings will flee. The Bible says that's the way it'll be. Proverbs chapter 28, I believe it is. That's after Psalms, right? Amen. Proverbs chapter 28. I read that today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 1. In the Scofield Bible, it says this. He said, and the wicked flee when no man pursueth. Amen. Now, think about that. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Praise God. He said the wicked flee. You know why? Because they've got a guilty conscience. Amen. He said, hey, Brother Bobby said, they're fleeing. There ain't nobody pursuing. There ain't nobody after them. But because of their guilty conscience, they flee anyway. Amen. They run from the task, praise God. They give up too easily. But that man that's right with God, that's doing the right thing, that's got a good conscience, said they are bold as a lion. Amen. Praise God. He said they have boldness, praise God, because they're right with God, and they know that it's not just themselves that's performing the task, but it's God Almighty that's promised to be there with them. And so that confidence, praise God, that boldness that we need, that they need, amen, that comes from the Lord. The wicked flee. But praise God, I'm glad the righteous. The righteous has the boldness of a lion. They resist the enemy, praise God. When the wicked flee, the righteous stand true. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Praise God. You say, preacher, do you have an example? Yeah, I have an example of that. Amen. Praise God. Remember when the enemy tried to get Jesus to flee? When they tried to get Jesus to run? Look over at Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter 13, verse number 31. Luke chapter 13, verse number 31. He said, the same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, get thee out and depart thence, for Herod will kill you. Kill thee. Amen. They said, hey, you better get out of here because Herod's done decided, hey, you're a walking dead man. You better get out of here. You better flee. What'd Jesus do? He stayed the course. Amen. He stayed the course. He didn't get up. Praise God. He refused to alter his course. Watch what he says. Verse 32, he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perisheth out of Jerusalem. He said, you go tell that old fox, old sly devil, I pray that I'm not afraid of him, that I'm here on a journey from the Father. I'm here to do the Father's business. And he said, I'm going to do what he'd have me to do. He said, I'm going to do cures, cast out devils and do cures today and cures tomorrow. And the third day, praise God, I'm going to be perfected. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did he do? Jesus, praise God, didn't give in. He didn't cave. And he didn't flee. He didn't run. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he had his trust in his Heavenly Father. Praise God. He was in it for the long run. I wonder today, are we in it for the long run? Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, Brother Bill, we've gone too far now to turn back. We've done come too far now to turn back. Praise God. We need to just press on. We're in it for the long haul. Praise God. To stay on the course, praise God, and don't be afraid now. Amen. Just trust in the Lord, praise God, because he's going to help us. So we see Jesus, he stayed the course. What about Paul? Remember old Apostle Paul, praise God? He continued on his course. I mean, he said he had finished his course, praise God. He knew there'd be suffering. He knew there'd be hardships. All that lay ahead of him, but did it deter him? Did it cause him to change his course? No way. Look over at Acts chapter number 20. Acts chapter number 20 and verse 22. Acts 20 and 22, Paul says this. He said, now behold, he said, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. He said, I'm going to Jerusalem bound. He said, I don't know what's going to fall me, but praise God, I'm going. Amen. He said, I'm not afraid. He said, I've got a course that God put me on. He said, I've got a path. I've got the follow, praise God, and I'm going. He said, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Amen. He said, I'm bound up. I'm afflicted. But he said, that ain't going to stop me. He said, I'm going to press on. I'm going to finish my course. Paul finished. He was apt to finish his course. You know how he was able to do that? The same way Jesus did. He determined in his head and in his heart that he was going to stay with God. He determined in his head and his heart that he was just going to stay the task. Praise God, of trying to be a witness and trying to be a leader. That's what a true leader is. It's somebody, praise God, that won't alter the course. Amen. Praise God, we need some more leaders. People that stand up, praise God, for the things that's right. Verse 24, he said, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. Now watch this. With joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel and the grace of God. Amen. He said, I've stayed the course. He said, I've got this course laid out. It's got this course, praise God. He said, I can't defer from it if I wanted to. I'm just going to stay on it for the glory of God. And I know that God's going to help me to be prosperous. He's going to help me to finish my course. You believe tonight that God will help you to finish your course? Amen. Amen. Praise God. If we'll just sell out, lock, stock, and barrel, and say, Lord, in my head, my heart, I'm just going to follow Jesus. I'm just going to live for the Lord, praise God. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep lifting up God. And I'm going to watch God begin to change things around us. Amen. Smooth out the path. Make a way, praise God, in the wilderness. Give us a direction, praise God, that we can walk, a way we can follow, praise God, the help that God's got for us, amen, if we'll just trust Him today. Don't defer the course, amen. Stay on course, and don't be afraid. Praise God, everything's going to be all right. Look what he says over in Acts chapter 21. Over in Acts chapter 21, just a page over, Paul says this in verse 13. He said, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? Amen. They was tore up because of what they seen Paul having to endure. Amen. They see what was happening to Paul, their old beloved saint, old beloved man of God. He said, for I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem. Watch it. For the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, praise God. He said, I'm not only willing to be bound and to be bound up. He said, but if it comes down to it, if that's what it takes, I'm ready to die for the cause of Christ. I'm ready to die for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. I'm going to tell you tonight, youngest, Jesus don't want us to die for Him. He wants us to live for Him. Amen. Praise God. Have to ask our question tonight, praise God. Stay in the course. Don't be afraid. Are we ready to live for Jesus? Amen. Listen, it's not that hard once you determine it. Now, when you're wishy-washy about it, you serve Him a little, and then you don't serve Him, and then you serve a little, and then you don't serve Him. You follow Him a little, then you don't follow Him. But praise God, when you sell out and say, you know what, I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to stay with Jesus all the way to the end of the way. Praise God, and just see how He can work it out in the end. You know what? God began to do marvelous things. Paul knew the suffering that was there. He knew what was ahead for him. But he said, glory be to God. He said, I'm ready not to be only bound, but to die in Jerusalem for the name of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see Paul the apostle. Amen. Praise God. And they say just to stay in that good fight of faith. But the Bible says that we all must flee sin and temptation. Man, we've got to stay away from it. We do that by staying with the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Paul says this in verse 15. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. In other words, what he's saying there is may it never be so or never be like this. He said, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Glory, hallelujah. You know what that means? He said, those of us that's joined with the Lord Jesus Christ, we are one spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, me and you. Amen. Praise God. We're all one spirit. He said, flee fornication. Every sin that man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And he says this in verse 19. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. He said we need to flee sin and temptation, praise God, because we are the body of Christ. You are His. Your body is a temple unto the Lord. And it should be sanctified unto Him, set aside for Him, glorified for Him, used of God, amen, for His glory, His praise, and His honor. Praise God. That's what it's for. That's what it's intended to be. Amen. Praise God. All must, praise God, flee sin and temptation. But we all must follow in righteousness. Follow in righteousness. Look at 1 Timothy chapter number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. We're marching tonight. Amen. With the help of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, verse number 6. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. Are you content tonight? Amen. A lot of people ain't content tonight because they don't have Jesus. If we have Jesus, praise God. Listen to me. The Bible says that we have everything. Because everything is His and we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. We could be content. He said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, He doesn't say that money is evil. He said the love of money is evil. That means when you put money in front of other things and in front of the Lord, amen, then it becomes evil, amen, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And look at verse 11. He said, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Now watch this. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen. He said, flee those things. He said, let those things go. And just trust the Lord. Follow after righteousness. Amen. Flee those things, let them go, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. In verse number 12, look what Paul says. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And grab it with gusto. Hold on for dear life, praise God. That eternal life in Christ Jesus. Make it dear and near to you. Praise the Lord. Wherefore thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. He said, fight that good fight of faith. He said, flee the things of this world, the wantonness of the world, and just get a hold of the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. He said, because it's far better. It offers that godliness, that righteousness, that faith, that love, the patience, the meekness, the hope, the eternal security that we have in Christ as our Savior. Praise the Lord. Encouragement from the throne of grace. He said, if we'll just stay the course and don't be afraid, praise God, because Jesus is on our side. He's already come to overcome the odds. He's already overcome the devil, the evil one. Amen. He said, we just have to stay the course. What happened? Nehemiah stayed the course. Amen. The enemies from the outside, the enemies from the inside. But what did old Nehemiah do? He just stayed the course. He stayed with God. He fought that good fight. Praise God. He stayed with what God would have him to do. If you go back over, look at Nehemiah chapter 3. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse number 3. He says this. He said, they sent messengers unto them. I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Why leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah wasn't afraid because he had a duty. Praise God. He had a duty to God. He's not going to flee because of his place of duty. It's where God put him. It's where God burdened his heart to be. When he was in there as a cupbearer, praise God, the burden for the people of Israel so hard on his heart. He was upset and the king could see it. It could have cost him his life, but he didn't care. Amen, praise God. And he got permission to go up and begin to build the walls, begin to lift up the city of God. Praise God for God's people. And he said, hey, listen, he stayed the course. He said, I'm not afraid. He said, I'm doing a good work. He said, why should I leave it and come down to you? Amen. He's doing a good work. In verse number 9, he says this. He said, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done. He said, they thought they could make us afraid. He said, they thought we'd become afraid and we would give up on the work. But he said, I wasn't afraid, praise God. Our hands wasn't made weak by their threatening. But rather they were made strong by the hand of God. He said, "Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Amen. As a leader, praise God, as a leader, we stay the course, praise God, and we don't give up and we don't get afraid. We just say, "Lord, we need you to strengthen our hands. Give us the strength that we need. Give us strength that I need." He said, "Give me the strength of Nehemiah." Said, "Give me my strength in my hands." Amen. Because a good leader, praise God, needs the strength in their hands to lead others along the way. Our children, our grandchildren, our families, our lost loved ones, our co-workers, people in our community, our neighbors, they need some strong leaders to stand up and show them Christ Jesus without compromise and without fear. Amen. To stay the course. Not to be afraid, but to stay on course for God. Nehemiah stayed the course. He finished the job. An amazing thing is, he said they finished those walls in 52 days. Amen. That was unreal. It was unheard of. It was almost an impossible task to finish them in 52 days. But you know how they did it? Because they stayed the course. They weren't scared off. And God Almighty come along and helped them. Amen. They had mixed mud with one hand, hold their sword in the other. Amen. Praise God. They're preparing, doing the work of the Lord, trusting Him to help them. Amen. Praise God. He said, "Hey, listen, we can't." Nehemiah said, I'm not going to flee. I'm not going to give up my place. I'm not going to neglect my duty. I'm just going to stay the course and not be afraid." Listen, young, all we can do is just stay the course. Just stay on fire for God. Stay in church. Stay working for the Lord. Amen. Stay on duty. Hey, listen, a child of God's kind of like a police officer. We're never off duty. Amen? They're always on duty. Ain't that right? But James, they're always on duty. Amen. They may not be on their time slot, praise God, to be working the job, but a police officer is always on duty. A child of God, me and you, praise God, should be always on duty. Amen. Ready to stand up to the task. Praise God, to stay the course, to help somebody along the way. Because we never know who we run into out here in this world. If we just wait till we try to win them and persuade them down to the house of God, they'll never get in. Two-thirds of them will never make it to this place to get in and get the help from the Lord. But we got to go, the Bible says, go into highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. That's to stay the course and don't be afraid to do whatever it takes to get them to the house of God, to get them under the Word of truth. Amen? And sometimes we just have to take a little dab of it out there to them where they're at and share it with them, encourage them with it, to get them to come in to see where there's more of that to be had. Praise God. And we come in just rejoicing in the Lord, staying the course, not being afraid, praise God. And they come out victorious, shouting praises of God all the way to the end of the way. Amen. The gates was the city was rebuilt. It was inhabited by God's people. The enemy was left outside. Amen. The walls was built up, and they regretted that they didn't get in before it's too late. And when the walls was finished, amen, we got a whole lot of people out there that need to get in now before the walls are finished and they can't get in. Just like those virgins we talked about on Wednesday night, those five foolish ones that went out and had to go out and try to find oil for their lamp. And they called and said, "The bridegroom cometh." And they weren't there to go out to meet him and weren't there to go in with him. And they got locked out on the outside looking in. Amen, to the goodness of God. Because I don't want to be on the outside looking in to you. I want to be on the inside with the Lord, praise God. Finishing the course, staying with Him. Amen. Finish the task that He's got for me. Unafraid, trusting the Lord to help us along the way. But we don't, there's not a one of us in here knows what's going to happen to us before we get out of here. There's none of us. Amen. There ain't no telling what could assail us before too long, before we leave this walk alive. But praise God, we have the assurance that God Almighty is on our side. And we have the assurance of Lord Jesus Christ and our salvation. Amen. When this life is over, amen, we'll ease over on yonder shore where we'll be with Him forevermore. Well, what a promise that is. Amen.